This past week, three different architectural firms unveiled their plans for new office towers on the site of the World Trade Center. Architect Hugh Hardy has done work at the site, and on the eve of the 9/11 anniversary, we close our program with his thoughts.
The twin towers of the World Trade Center gave New York a landmark whose severe profile was impudently tall. Often ridiculed as lacking grace, the towers gave the city's downtown a distinctive silhouette. Its loss has diminished contrast among building types, making the skyline more homogeneous and less bold. The top of Tower 1 once held windows on the world on floors 106 and 107. It was the highest restaurant in the world, offering dining more than 100 stories in the air, and it became a dramatic part of big city lore. In 1996, we expanded and redesigned those floors to enhance this international destination. Its panoramic views offered an unparalleled way to experience New York and gave cachet to an otherwise bland complex of buildings. Now, after 5 years of planning and design proposals, are we any closer to constructing a similar experience for this part of the city? Although the site lies in the heart of New York's historic business district, its planning is controlled by the state, not the city. The renewal of its 6 acres requires an elaborate interplay of governmental and political institutions. It also requires a clarity of purpose and the political muscle to create consensus. Both have been visibly absent. Planning for the site represents a great struggle between those who appropriately envision a vast memorial, a sacred place of remembrance, and those who view it as a place for the area's rebirth, as an active, mixed-use urban center of residential neighborhoods and businesses like Windows in the World. These people believe new life on this site would be the best response to terrorism. Imagine my excitement at the opportunity to return to this site and to design the 40th floor of 7 World Trade Center, the first high-rise construction there since 9/11. This month, it becomes the new home of the New York Academy of Sciences. The building is an elegant parallelogram, clad with shimmering glass walls, a handsome response to devastation, and a measure of the market for new office space in downtown. Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill's design for this simple building securely suggests that architecture need not writhe about to achieve distinction. The Academy's new space will draw scientists from all over the world. They'll enjoy unobstructed vistas of the city and contemporary design at its most vigorous. Conference rooms will be enhanced by decorative patterns taken from the language of science. These light-filled interiors will transform the Academy from an inward-looking membership to a more adventuresome international assembly. Business, educational, political, cultural, and financial leaders are all joined with scientists to discover their common bonds and resources. How appropriate that this site will include an institution dedicated to international understanding. This project is only a beginning of the rebirth of downtown, an opportunity to redefine the activities and landscape of Lower Manhattan. With the design of the 9/11 Memorial moving closer and retail, office, and cultural projects under development, hopes for a mixed-use neighborhood here become less remote each day. Can high-rise dining be far behind?
The comments of New York architect Hugh Hardy.